Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
Hello again, how are you doing? You know, I've been looking forward to today because we're going to look at one of the most famous and amazing stories in the entire Bible. We're going to go on an extraordinary adventure together with Jonah, a man who learns that you can't run from God's plan. We're going to sail across stormy seas, feel the mighty winds, and discover what happens inside, and perhaps you know this story, inside the belly of a great fish. Along the way, we'll explore themes of obedience, mercy, and the boundless kindness and compassion of God. Are you ready to discover how listening to God's call can lead to incredible experiences and really valuable lessons? You are? Let's go. The sun shone brightly over the bustling port city of Joppa, where merchants traded spices, fabrics and precious goods from distant lands. Among the crowd moved Jonah, a prophet from Israel. A prophet was somebody chosen by God and through whom God spoke to people. Jonah's mind was swirling with turmoil. Early that day, Jonah had received a clear and unmistakable message from God. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. Now Nineveh was the capital of Assyria, a powerful empire known for its cruelty and for worshipping other gods and other things. Jonah shuddered at the thought of going there. Why should I help them, he thought. They're enemies of my people, and their sins are great. They are doing terrible things. Perhaps God will destroy them, which would be great, and the world will be better for it. Consumed by fear and prejudice, Jonah decided to flee from God's presence. He pushed through the crowded marketplace towards the harbour where ships bound for distant lands awaited. Spotting a vessel preparing to sail to Tarshish, a city at the far end of the Mediterranean Sea, in the opposite direction to Nineveh, Jonah hurried aboard. "One passage to Tarshish, please," he told the captain, handing over his fare. "Welcome aboard," the captain replied, eyeing Jonah curiously. "We set sail with the evening tide." As the ship departed, Jonah breathed a sigh of relief. The gentle rocking of the boat and the salty sea air calmed his nerves. He found a quiet corner below deck, thinking he could escape both Nineveh and God's call. But can anyone truly hide from God? What do you think? Above deck, sailors went about their duties, securing ropes, adjusting sails. These men were experienced sailors from various backgrounds, each with their own beliefs and their own gods. As night fell, Jonah drifted into a restless sleep, unaware that a tempest was gently brewing and about to engulf them. Suddenly, a violent storm descended upon the sea. The ship was tossed like a leaf in the hurricane. The sailors clung to ropes and railings, their faces etched with fear. "All hands on deck," the captain shouted. "We're taking on water. Water is coming into the boat. We're going to sink." The crew began to throw cargo overboard to make the ship lighter. Crates of valuable goods were just thrown into the sea. "Pray to your gods now," one sailor cried. "Perhaps they will spare us." Each sailor cried out to their god. But the storm only got worse. The captain, drenched with water and desperate, remembered the quiet passenger below deck. He stumbled down the stairs, finding Jonah fast asleep amidst all this chaos. "How can you sleep?" the captain exclaimed, shaking him awake. Get up and call upon your God. Maybe he will take notice of us so we will not perish." Jonah awoke to the frantic scene. He could feel the ship lurching violently. He could hear the creaking timbers threatening to give way. Realizing that this was no ordinary storm, that it could be his fault, actually, he knew in his heart it was sent because of him. Back on deck, the sailors decided to cast lots to determine who was responsible for this disaster. The lot fell on Jonah. They turned on him, eyes wide with fear and accusation. "Tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What kind of work do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you?" Jonah took a deep breath, rain pelting in his face. "I am a Hebrew," he replied, which means he was Jewish. "And I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." The sailors were terrified. "What have you done?" they demanded, knowing he was running away from the Lord. The sea grew even wilder. "What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?" they asked. "Pick me up and throw me into the sea," Jonah replied solemnly, "and it will become calm. I know it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you." Sailors didn't want to harm him. They rowed desperately to try and get the ship back to land, but the sea fought against them. Finally, realizing they had no choice, they cried out, "Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man, for you, Lord, have done as you pleased." They lifted Jonah and threw him overboard. At once the sea grew calm. The wind ceased and the waves settled. The sailors stood in awe, their mouths agape. They offered sacrifices to the Lord and made vows to him, recognizing his power. As for Jonah, he plunged into the depths of the sea, the cold water closing over him. He felt himself sinking, the weight of his disobedience dragging him down. But God had not abandoned Jonah. As Jonah sank deeper, tangled in seaweed and struggling for breath, a massive shadow loomed beneath him. Suddenly, a great fish sent by God swallowed Jonah whole. Inside the fish, Jonah found himself in total darkness, the air thick and damp. The sound of the creature's heartbeat and the distant rush of water surrounded him. For 3 days and three nights, Jonah was in the belly of the fish. During this time, he reflected on his actions and he prayed earnestly to God. "In my distress, I called to the Lord and he answered me," Jonah prayed. "From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled about me." He acknowledged God's sovereignty and his own failures. "When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you." Jonah realized that salvation comes from the Lord, and he could not run from God's purpose for him. His heart softened and he vowed, "What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord." Moved by Jonah's repentance, God commanded the fish to release him. The fish swam towards the shore and vomited Jonah onto the dry land. Jonah found himself on a sandy beach, gasping for fresh air. As he lay there for a moment, the sun warming his face, grateful to be alive, soaked and humbled, he stood up, brushing off the sand. And the word of the Lord came to Jonah for a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. This time, Jonah obeyed. Nineveh was an enormous city, so large it took 3 days to go through it. As Jonah approached its gates, he marvelled at the towering walls and bustling streets. Merchants shouting, children playing, animals braying. He entered the city, walking through the crowded marketplaces and the narrow alleys. Gathering his courage, he proclaimed, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. His voice echoed through the streets. People paused to listen. A foreigner, warning of impending doom. Word sped rapidly throughout the city, reaching merchants, labourers and nobles alike. The people of Nineveh believed God. They declared a fast, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth as a sign of repentance. A sign of saying sorry to God and deciding to do something different. When Jonah's message reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, removed his royal robes and covered himself with sackcloth. He sat down in the dust, humbled before God. The king issued a proclamation. Do not let people or animals, herds or flocks taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows, God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. The entire city turned from their wickedness, crying out for God's mercy. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and he did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened. Jonah observed all of this and became angry. He prayed to the Lord. Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That's why I tried to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and full of love, a God who holds back from sending calamity. He felt that Nineveh, being an enemy of Israel, just did not deserve God's mercy. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it's better for me to die than to live. But the Lord replied, Are you right to be angry? Jonah left the city and sat down east of it. He made himself a shelter and waited to see what would happen to the city. He rather hoped that God would smash it. But the Lord God provided a leafy plant and made it grow over Jonah to give shade for his head and to ease his discomfort. Jonah was very happy about the plant. But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm which chewed the plant, so it withered. As the sun rose, God sent a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head, so he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, It would be better for me to die than to live. God said to Jonah, Is it right for you to be angry about the plant? It is, Jonah said, and I am so angry I wish I was dead. But the Lord said, You've been concerned about this plant, though you didn't tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and it died overnight. Should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, where there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals? Jonah pondered God's words. He thought about them. He realized that God's compassion extended beyond Israel, reaching even those whom Jonah considered didn't deserve it. It was a lesson in mercy, teaching Jonah that God's love is vast and it includes everybody. Jonah's journey teaches us that we can't run away from God's plans and that his mercy is available to everybody, even the people we think don't deserve it. Sometimes we struggle to understand why we're called to do certain things, or why God's kindness and love and forgiveness is poured out on others who we think just don't deserve it. Yet God's ways of doing things are higher than ours. We don't always understand, and his love knows no boundaries. It is limitless. How might you show obedience and love in your own life? Perhaps as someone that you find difficult to forgive, or a task that you're really hesitating to start. Remember, embracing God's call and showing kindness can lead to extraordinary things, not just in other people, but also within us.